Because when you talk about circular economy, we need a new organization of our work in our companies, in sales, in development, in production, in processes, and everything.
My name is Patrick Hübscher, and this is Circularity FM, the podcast about understanding, building, and managing circular business models. Welcome to the key talks of Circulace Summit 2024. Circulace is a leading circular economy network driving innovation and collaboration across industries. Before we start, I have an offer for you. If you're looking for an actionable one-pager of the following talk, sign up for the newsletter at www.circularity.fm. Let's start with the speaker presentation provided by the moderator, Laurent Frédéric Lohmann from 4P Capital.
Andreas started as a project manager at Rehau 30 years ago, so that's a good case for employee retention, right? Yeah. And now he is the head of sustainability of the entirety of the group. And you are going to talk about the new work world today, aren't you?
Yes.
Amazing, because I stalled your LinkedIn like I had to. Andreas, thank you so much for being here, and I'm incredibly excited to see what you do. Please, warm welcome for Andreas. Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for the introduction. You see, my background is civil engineer, so that's the reason why I have the helmet, and I think circular economy is a bit like a new building site where you have to organize things, and Klaus asked me to talk about a funding project that you see here, CARE, so caring for people, caring for environment, and the CARE for circular economy is from funding projects from the Ministry of Research and Development in Germany, and it started last year in 2023, and it's roughly organized in three phases. So the first phase was until July this year regarding just a kind of desk study analysis on circular economy and on the companies that are involved. So altogether, there are 10 companies involved and 5 research institutes, universities. And what Laurent said is like, it's about the new work world. So not new work, but new work world. Because when you talk about circular economy, we need a new organization of our work in our companies, in sales, in development, in production, in processes, and everything. And as we heard again as well today, we need as well a change in the society. We need a circular society to adapt what we are doing in the companies. So as I said, it's about a bit like a new building site, and who's heading the project is the SKZ, it's the Süddeutsche Kunststoffzentrum in Würzburg, and it's about coming to an eye level like we are now. We have to come away from the hierarchies, we have to come on eye level, because the different companies I will introduce are different in their size, small, medium, and big size companies, and research institutes, and universities. So we have to come on the same level to talk about collaboration. Without collaboration, circular economy is not going to happen. So first thing you see here is the circular design we already saw today. Sustainability, design for sustainability in product development. So that's the reason why I've got this really nice nerd kind of glasses with me. So here the company, it's company Röchling. They're doing a medical products in the say B2B business, and they are organizing workshops and duo fixes every month regarding circular design with the different companies involved: recyclers, waste companies, production companies, and they're coming together, going on the site, looking at the production, looking at the development department, and looking at the design kind of ideas that the different companies have to make circular design happen. And as always in this project, it's always like supported by a research institute, in this case it's the SKZ itself. Next project that started in July, here I'm responsible is reporting and monitoring. So I changed my glass, so it's like the monitoring on site or in the production, meaning you need KPIs. We all know with ESIS, you need KPIs. You have to have key performance indicator, especially when you use secondary material. And we have to use a lot of KPIs in our reporting. So reporting and monitoring is a very, very important thing. And because we are talking about small companies at the moment have no sustainability reporting. They are not including it in the financial report like we have to do next year. And that's the reason why we took this, because I'm responsible for the reporting as well in the REHA group. And this is as well, again, supported by a university. In this case, it's the Technical University of Würzburg-Schweinfurt, who are doing a great job there. So change the next one. So you need 7 chairs and 7 minutes. That is material procurement. So when we talk about recycling, okay, we don't have to do it, but it's a way of transformation. We have to come from linear to circular, and we cannot change it. We have to go over recycling. Because I think, especially in coming from the building industry, it's a very conservative industry, it takes some time. Therefore, we have to do recycling before we can really do circular economy, because it's a mindset thing. You cannot go over the step, my point of view. So what I have here, you don't want to smell it when I open it, because it doesn't really, it's not very nice, not like the fridge that you opened today. You have to talk about the material, the specification. That's the reason why this RIGK, if you don't know this company, pretty sure, if what, I don't know, 60 people, it's a recycling company who know how to organize recycling in a professional way. And we have to talk about the specification and the quality of this material, because we need tons and tons and tons of this material. So it's very important to come onto that eye level and to talk about the different restraints and problems that we've got when we talk about using secondary material. So that's it. Coming now to food production, to materials. Here, the company is Wirtwein. They are in the automotive business. They are in general industrial business. So here, I have just a small piece of the product of Rehau, where you see the gray line that is recycling secondary material from old windows and from waste from the fabricators, and the white one is the virgin material. So we, in this kind of project that started as well in the summer, we talk about really products and using secondary material in different kind of products that the different companies are developing. And we have to say, Wirtwein is a kind of competitor as well of Rehau. So again, the collaboration as well on this competitor level is very, very important to gain and to learn from each other and to go in the right direction. So, yeah, what's important as well is the management of waste. So you see, normally I have beer inside, but today did a bit different. This is one, okay, that's one greener. Paper, plastic, metal. This is organized by quite a big company, you know them all. It's Procter & Gamble. It's a plant of Procter & Gamble Markt Heidenfeld, 2,000 people, and they are producing their electrical toothbrush. When you think about an electrical toothbrush, I think it's not like the iPhone with 1,000 materials inside, but a lot inside. Therefore, we're talking about the separation of different materials in a production plant. And that is something that is very important for especially the different corporates that are involved here in the plastic industry to see how a really huge, a global player is organizing this. And I can tell you, it is organized in a very, very fascinating way. It's a lot of different collaboration from shop floor to management to do a good separation in this plant. So quite a good best practice. And last but not least, the prevention of microplastics. I mean, this is just granular plastic material that we have in our plant. So it's virgin material, but sometimes we're losing it. And it's important as well here to exchange best practices on this kind of level with the different corporates as well, learning from the recycling, how they're doing it, because it's all money. When we're losing it, it's all money, and we don't want to have it in the ocean. So that is the tech part, is kind of lobbying organization from a technical point of view in plastics and the SKZ again. So you see, actually what happened, you see, it's like a kind of curve. It's not linear, it's a kind of curve. And maybe when I have the opportunity to come back in 2 years, we can close the loop together, and then we have the loop here. And we see if we can do it all together. So thank you for your attention, and open for a question. Did I make it? Oh, I made it. Okay.
You did it.
Amazing. You did it. Thank you.
Amazing. Closing the loop together, that is such a nice way of finishing this. You're an experienced man, 30 years. So I'm going to ask you about the future.
Oh.
You've seen the industry change over the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. Quite drastically. What do you foresee is going to be the big change in the next 30 years?
I've read Jürgen Randers, who wrote a book, 2052, Successor of Limits to Growth from 1972. And was the most thing I noticed was the population we already had here. And I'm doing as well lectures at the Technical University. And the students are from Asia, mainly from India, China. And they don't have a lot in common with sustainability. They don't even know the topic, the word. And the important thing here is to see, I always take the example, every Indian wants a refrigerator. Every Chinese wants a refrigerator. 2 billion people want a refrigerator. Come on that level. Think about the plastics, the metal, the glass, everything that's required for that. And therefore, it's so important first to understand that we need a balance. And because we are in Germany, to understand we need a different kind of approach for economy. We have been the first mover in renewable energies. We had it with E.ON, like 24 years ago. And at that time, a lot of people said, this is crazy. Funding, solar, wind, this is absolutely rubbish. And I've done business development in renewable energy for 10 years, and I had as well a lot of discussions with the English guys, and they said, yes, rubbish. And then they started, the English government started to do this, the British government started to do that. And I think this topic and this success story of renewable energies, we just have to copy the circular economy. And I think Germany has the capabilities and has the ideas to do that. And therefore, in 30 years, it will be a circular economy. There's no doubt about it, because we just have a kind of resources. We have it all, so we have seen it. Therefore, there's no chance to change the story and to go in that direction. That's it.
There is no chance it's going to be different. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
This was one out of 8 episodes from Circulate Summit 2024 in Munich, Germany. If you want to get the actionable one-pager from this talk, sign up to the Circularity FM newsletter. You can find it at www.circularity.fm. Let's drive a profitable circular economy. And please don't forget, the most abundant renewable resource is your imagination.
My name is Patrick Hübscher, and this is Circularity FM, the podcast about understanding, building, and managing circular business models.